Morning, everyone. This meeting of the Rules Committee is called to order, and I will note that there is a quorum present. First order of business is approval of the minutes for Tuesday, February 14th. Representative Wolgemut, would you care to move the minutes?
Mr. Chair, I have reviewed the minutes, and I would like to move their approval.
Thank you for your diligence, Representative Wolgemut. Any discussion to the minutes? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The minutes are adopted. The next order of business is the calendar for the day for Monday, February 20th, 2023. We are going to propose calendaring five bills: House File 16, Conversion Therapy Ban; House File 55, Office of Missing and Murdered Black Women; House File 30, Catalytic Converter Theft; House File 45, Deferred Prosecution Eligibility for Former and Current Military Members; and House File 56, Updating Real Estate Statutes. Discussion to the calendar for the day. Representative O'Neill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So in, again, reviewing all of these bills last night and doing side-by-side comparisons of fiscal notes, because on House File 30 with Representative Richardson as the chief author, it only had a preliminary fiscal note. When it did have its hearing in public safety, the preliminary fiscal note, as far as I can see, did not have any of the information pertinent to that committee as far as what the later fiscal note actually revealed, which was over $500,000 in additional costs, which is hiring some FTEs and then creating a new system that had to be maintained on in the ongoing tails. So none of that was at least available that I could see in the preliminary fiscal note. It was in the final fiscal note, which was available much later. The hearing was February 2nd for public safety. The fiscal note in the totality was not completed until February 9th, so a full week later. And then it went to Ways and Means, and actually, I believe it was a full and ready for the Ways and Means Committee, but the Committee of Jurisdiction that should have been looking at the components within public safety, sentencing guidelines, Department of Corrections, others. Some of those components were available in the preliminary fiscal note, but not all. And the primary, in fact, there wasn't any numbers at all in the preliminary fiscal note. So I see we don't have Representative Richardson available. I do not see her in the room, and I'm wondering if I could possibly either ask you, Mr. Chair, since you did calendar this, and I was hoping that maybe by now you would be looking back to make sure that all of these procedural things had been properly attended to. If you would prefer to not answer, then I know we do have Representative Kelly Moeller here, who is the chair of public safety and maybe has more insight as far as other conversations in lieu of a quite incomplete fiscal note for public safety.
I'm happy to answer, Representative O'Neill. So at this point in session, none of the fiscal committees have individual committee targets, and so the Ways and Means Committee is the appropriate committee for determining that we are addressing the fiscal concerns and questions that come through fiscal notes. And as you noted, the fiscal note was ready for the Ways and Means Committee. Representative O'Neill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Well, okay, so that's an interesting take on this, because the Committee of Jurisdiction for those issue areas were not fully informed, unless Representative Moeller has other information that I was not able to see online, where they could actually talk about standing up a brand new data system and other components that were, I don't know if they were even discussed because the fiscal note wasn't prepared, and I didn't see on the test fire list at least the Commissioner of Public Safety or the BCA superintendent or others that would have direct information pertinent to that. And maybe it wasn't realized at that moment because we are moving so quickly. So, Mr. Chair, I would vehemently disagree with your characterization that fiscal notes, because we don't have targets, are not due or important until we get to Ways and Means, because the Committee of Jurisdictions for those issue areas should absolutely have full information as we're debating those bills, Mr. Chair. So unless other members have other thoughts, I don't know if Representative Moeller has more insight that I was not able to obtain in the papers that I went through, but maybe, I don't know if she has anything to add, but short of that, I would also move to amend the calendar for the day to then remove House File 30.
Representative O'Neill moves to remove House File 30. Is there any discussion to Representative O'Neill's motion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
No.
The motion does not succeed. Further discussion to the calendar for the day. Representative Mullen.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'll just note that this was also a bill that was heard last year. So, you know, we did hear it in Public Safety Committee this year, but it was something that was heard last year as well. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Moore.
Mr. Chair.
Leader Damon.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And Representative Mueller, I understand that this was heard last year, and I appreciate that. One thing that we need to keep in mind is that we do have new members, and this is a new session. And as we move forward, although we can reference things in the past, I think we need to move forward with looking only what has been done this session so far.
Thank you, Leader Damon.
Mr. Chair.
Representative O'Neill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I appreciate that. So may I ask Representative Mueller a direct question about that?
You can direct the question through me. If it's appropriate to the committee jurisdiction, then I will allow the question.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chair. I just want to step outside of the rules. So, Mr. Chair, I'm wondering if there was a fiscal note presented to the committee in addition to the preliminary that was posted that was from a previous session that was discussed, because I don't see record of that, and I don't see any public notice of that.
Representative Mueller.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you, Representative O'Neill. I don't recall a separate fiscal note. I mean, I remember that we had a fiscal note in the committee, and there wasn't a separate discussion about that. I do remember we had that for the Ways and Means Committee.
Thank you, Representative Mueller. I move the adoption of the calendar for the day pursuant to Rule 1.21 and 3.33. The Committee on Rules and Legislative Administration will designate February 20th, 2023 for the adoption of the calendar for the day and establish a pre-filing requirement for amendments offered to those bills. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
No.
The calendar for the day is adopted, and that is our business, members, so we are adjourned.